If you're suffering financially, you need to move forward with your eyes on Christ. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. When life deals hard blows, I've learned to lean on Christ and refuse to become burdened with bitterness. Maybe you've lost assets, been laid off, or had to close a business. Maybe you've faced bankruptcy, foreclosure, or repossession of a car. These are difficult things. The enemy wants to use your pain to hurt others and weaken your testimony of God's love and grace. But rather than get mad, seek to forgive. Rather than getting even, pray for those who've hurt you. Rather than wallowing in self-pity, be grateful for the riches you have in Christ. Peter, one of the disciples and no stranger to suffering, said, "You may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." God is worthy of complete trust in the midst of financial pain. He can work all things together for good, but we have to trust Him, to thank Him, and to praise Him as we walk through the darkness. So don't panic. Pray, make a plan, and proceed, taking things one day at a time. Also seek work, even temporary work, so you can pay your bills. Get wise counsel and work together as a family to pull through this time. Buy only what you need and implement a crisis budget. Saving helps eliminate financial fears. Once you save $1,000, you'll be better off than 40% of all Americans who save nothing. Check out the Eli app today. You can download it right now at crown.org. That's crown.org.